The Garrido case, a week later. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's been a week since the arrest of Philip Garrido for the kidnapping of J.C. Lee Dugard in 1991. We now know that he kept her in a collection of squalid shacks and tents in his backyard and used her to start a family. What we don't know is why, in 1988, the state of Nevada paroled him to California just 11 years after he'd been sentenced to 50 years on a federal kidnapping charge and 5 years to life on a state rape charge for doing to a casino worker something eerily similar to what happened to J.C. Lee Dugard. Yes, all the usual protections were there. He was a registered sex offender. He was getting visits twice a month from his parole officer, even surprise visits, random drug tests. Everything seemed in order. He ran a print shop. One of his customers said he was great.
He came in, he took our orders, he left out, he delivered.
His daughters were great.
They were very nice and polite. They'd come out and deliver water on 102-degree weather days with their dad, stay about 10, 15 minutes and go to their next location.
Of course, he did have some of his customers sign affidavits swearing he could use a machine to send voices into their heads, affidavits posted on his personal website, a website which says, "The Creator has given me the ability to speak in the tongue of angels in order to provide a wake-up call that will in time include the salvation of the entire world." But it's true, you're free to think weird thoughts. I guess all you can do is Google your neighbors and be nosy about what's in the garden shed next door. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Network.